Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Senator David Brinkley of Carroll and Frederick County. Senator, lovely to have you with us. You've been in Annapolis for 20 years or more, and things have changed a little bit in the time that you've been there, particularly in the area of partisanship.
As I give it some thought, there are some people who really want to keep driving things to the right, and that's fine. I'm a very conservative individual, and I vote far to the right. At the same time, you have to send people down who are interested in governing, and I do truly believe in the one Maryland type of setup. Now, I went down representing a conservative part of the state, but I also recognized that Baltimore City had its needs, Southern Maryland, Eastern Shore, Montgomery County. Yeah, I was taking the task for some of that, but at the same time, I was trying to negotiate things and try to move things forward on behalf of my communities, but then also the state. But, you know, just as we look at the Republican Party going to the right, you have to also look at the past 8 years under O'Malley. Things went far to the left, and what we've ended up with is a polarization from both sides, and I think a lot of people are kind of looking for where's that middle ground. And I'm hopeful that, you know, perhaps we'll find that in the new administration.
Senator, what do you think will be key for Governor-elect Hogan to get anything done while he's there?
One of the things that I learned when I was down there, and of course I spent 11 years on the Senate Budget and Tax Committee, the legislature has one job to do in 90 days, and that is pass the state's budget. Everything else is nice, everything else is optional, but that's the one thing that has to be done. And I think as he gets into the grass on the budget, the operations of the state government, and trying to move things forward, that's going to be a monumental task. I think there's a lot of people interested in helping him. But we also understand that the progressives in the Democrat Party say, no, that's the problem. We didn't go far enough to the left. We have to go even further. And I think people are sick and tired of that polarization.
Will you have a role in the Hogan administration?
If he would like to have my assistance, I'll be more than happy to help. My mission is to make sure that he is successful in governing the state. And, you know, it's going to be quite a challenge. And I think that that's even acknowledged by Democrats. People are maxed out. They cannot afford to put any more money into the tax coffers. And, frankly, those with the means have the wherewithal to pack up and leave the state. Now, you know, that may or may not be something very real in some people's communities, but the fact of the matter is you can only go to the well so many times.
Are you saying that recognition of this will be the key to whether Mr. Hogan gets a second term or not?
I think it'll certainly be trying to make sure that jobs are in Maryland. We've been blessed and cursed by the economy of the federal government being so close to Maryland. And that's very much an artificial economy compared to the rest of the country. When you hit my area from west of Frederick, namely Hagerstown, Brunswick, those areas west of the state, or when you hit the Eastern Shore, it's a totally different dynamic. They are not seeing the benefits that some of us in the metropolitan areas are seeing, and those present some very serious challenges because we cannot adopt some of the policies of the metropolitan parts of the state and expect that they will reign supreme in western Maryland, the Eastern Shore, or southern Maryland.
Well, sometimes one Maryland is a great concept, but it's difficult to achieve, and so we'll see what goes on, and perhaps we'll talk to you again. I appreciate you being on with us.
Thanks, Fraser.
For Senator David Brinkley, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.